Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, y'all? Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are alive. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. That sounds so much better today here, April 5th, 2024, being based here in Long Island, New York. Today, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't been living under a rock, you'll know that there's an earthquake happening. A whole earthquake, y'all. I still can't believe that. A whole earthquake. Yo, it sounds crazy. I had to turn off my other Bluetooth. Happy Friday to everybody. But yo, it even sounds crazy even saying that, right? An earthquake in New York City? Wow. Wow. So 4.8 magnitude earthquake. It actually happened in New Jersey, right? But the damn thing was so strong, it rattled all of New York. Now, I'm in Long Island, right? I'm in Long Island. And this happened like 10:20 in the morning. So I'm going to tell y'all where, like, my vibes, right? What I was going through at this time. I'm on a laptop doing some work, boom, 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 boom. I go sit on the couch real quick, Cash sitting there, laying down. And I'm like, and I feel it shaking. And now, mind you, I live in an apartment building right now while I'm building my house. And I'm on, you know, I'm pretty up there in the floors. So the building, like, is shaking, but I'm bugging, right? Like, but the shit is shaking. Like, the building is shaking. The floors are shaking. Everything's shaking. And I'm sitting there. And at first, I thought it was Cash doing some foolishness. But I'm looking down like, no, he's sleeping. It can't be Cash. And he wouldn't be moving the floor like this. Like, so I'm, and I watched, like, I'm when my couch is positioned, like, the window was right there. So I'm, like, watching, like, the tremors in the, like, I'm watching the floor move as it goes towards the kitchen and my front door. And I'm like, nah, I know I just didn't like feel that or see that. So I'm thinking I'm tripping, y'all. Like, I'm literally dumbfounded thinking, I'm like, yo, I'm bugging right now. Like, I know I just didn't feel the building shake. The floor shaking. Like, I literally thought I was bugging. I really sat there for like 5 minutes just on the couch, like, trying to wrap my head around, like, what did I just feel? What did I witness? Like, what was this? Then I started sending some texts. Now, mind you, I didn't go on IG or anything, so I didn't see anything. So I'm just started texting people, like, yo, was your house shaking? Was your house shaking? Everybody like, hell yeah. No matter who I text and ask, everybody's like, hell yeah. It's an earthquake. I'm like, nah, bro, can't be no earthquake in New York. It's no way. Yes way. That's what we felt. That was probably the scariest. I don't know how long that thing lasted for, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, a minute. I don't know. But it lasted long enough for me to feel it. Now, You people on the West Coast might be watching this and saying, that was probably nothing. You're used to it. You sleep through it. Well, good for you. Okay? I'm from New York. We don't deal with the ground moving like that. Unless you're in a subway station, you might feel a little under your feet because you got a train going 8,000 miles per hour. But the ground shaking and your building that you're in shaking while you're in the building? Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. What? Are y'all kidding me? I know I'm not the only one who felt like this in the tri-state area. Yo, this thing was so powerful. It happened in New Jersey, right? This thing was so powerful. Where's that map I was looking at? The epicenter was in New Jersey, yo. And it rocked from Philly to Boston, including New York. I live in Long Island. The thing happened in Jersey. And my building shook. Like, bro, this is mind-blowing to me. This is it's mind-blowing. I don't know about y'all, but for me, this blew my mind. Now, whoever's running, now if you're in the tri-state, you're probably going to know what the hell I'm about to tell you, right? 2 hours later, whoever's running the emergency notifications, whoever's doing that, y'all need to be fired. Because first of all, y'all send out an alert 2 hours after the fact that there was an emergency earthquake. Well, hello, how about tell me before it happens, bro? What are you guys getting paid to do over there? I'm sorry. Shouldn't y'all be able to detect this before it comes so we know what the hell's happening? Like, why y'all sending a damn push notification to my phone 2 hours later? I'm driving. You scared the shit out of me with this emergency. I'm thinking another one is coming. I'm driving my car and I hear my phone, bam, 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 emergency. And I just see earthquake. I'm like, oh shit, another one? Because you know, after earthquake, there's tremors that follow. So I'm bugging. Then the group texts are all bugging. 2 hours later, like, come on, man. Who's really in charge over there at the emergency services that sends the push notifications to people's phones when there's an emergency? Like, you guys, you dropped the ball. Like, you dropped the ball. You sent it to my phone 2 hours later and scared the shit out of me. Okay? Next, don't even send a message next time. We already know the news. How about warn us? How about brace yourself? How about teach us how to prepare for an earthquake? You know we don't get no earthquakes in New York, in tri-state, in Jersey. What the hell, man? I know y'all got the technology to know something's happening, bro. What are y'all getting paid for? Come on, man. No, seriously, though. I'm asking y'all this. I can't be the only one who's thinking like this. That really pissed me off. LaStacia said, Taiwan didn't get a warning either. Well, I don't live in Taiwan. I live in New York, the capital of the world. Cali, y'all don't get notified? Well, Cali, you should get notified. Then if people ain't getting notified of things, then something's really wrong with the system then. Like, there's something wrong with the system. If you Cali people say y'all don't even get warnings, like, then who's really in charge of this emergency stuff? What the hell are y'all doing with these taxpayer dollars if y'all can't warn us? That makes no damn sense, but that was my rant, right? That really pissed me off. Really pissed me off. But y'all, this really happened. An earthquake in New York. And you got a solar eclipse on Monday? What is really going on here, y'all? Crazy. Crazy. How do we dodge? Globe 163 Cross says, how do we dodge an earthquake in New York? What do we do? You can't dodge it, apparently. Look what just happened. You can't dodge this shit. Globe 163, where were you when this happened? There's no warning. So how can you dodge it? Like, that is the, that, yeah, I don't, California, I don't know how y'all deal with this on a regular basis and acting so calm. Like, this is normal. California, come to the front of the class. Why do y'all think this is normal, California? You LA, Cali people hitting my phone like, yo, it's nothing. We used to it. What? How do you get used to that? I'm in the building and it's shaking. How do you get used to that? Felicia. How do you get used to this, Felicia? Uh-uh. Because it happens all the time. Nah. Look. I don't wish this on nobody. But if the California people on this show are saying that they used to them, Lord, please keep them over there with them. Don't bring this to the Northeast. We don't want that. It's bad enough we got to deal with snow and cold weather. Come on, God. Don't give us earthquakes now. I mean, come on, please. Us in the Northeast are praying and praying like, no, please. We don't need this. We got the rats in New York City. We got too many other issues to deal with, man. They already, like, we got too many issues over here already. We don't need earthquakes, God. We don't. I'm telling you, we don't, God. We just don't need them. Not here. Keep them on the West Coast if they like it over there. Like, they like it over there. We don't like it here. Please. I beg of you. I pray. I beg it. Right? So this got me thinking, right? And this was said in the group text also. And Glow, you hit it right on the nose. You said, they didn't teach us these type of survival skills. In the group text, they're talking about getting under tables, right? And no one, who knows that? In the Northeast, we don't know this. So it got me thinking today, like, damn, who in the Northeast, we're not prepared for nothing like this. Who's really teaching us what to do? Now we're all going to do our due diligence and do our research, well, I hope you are, right? And kind of figure this thing out. But I came up with like some little action steps for you guys, right? Because I said to myself, you know what? Let me research this and let me get all my 7 P's in order so I can figure out, worst case scenario, if this happens again in the future, that I'm prepared, right? Prior preparation prevents piss poor performance. 7 P's, y'all. Type them in chat. Type in chat 7 P's. Type in chat 7 P's. This is about getting our 7 P's in order right now, y'all. Because Mother Nature is telling us things are changing. And the only thing that we can do, we can't dodge it. We just got to prepare. So everybody in the Northeast, right? If your house is shaking, you need to go assess your structural integrity of your house. Go look at your foundation. See if there's any new cracks or anything like that in there. Really look at your properties, right? Don't just assume everything is good. Look at your properties. Assess the structural integrity of your property. And if you see something that's out of the ordinary, don't wait, don't hesitate. Call yourself an architect, an engineer, structural engineer. Get an inspection done. Make sure your home, your structure of your home is safe. Right? Very important. Next thing I want to tell y'all is, review your insurance coverage. Check your homeownership insurance policies to understand what is covered in case of earthquake damage. Consider additional earthquake insurance if necessary. Me personally, this is on my to-do list for Monday, right? As a homeowner and investor, I need to protect myself.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If my houses fall down and I don't have the insurance to cover earthquakes, then I'm shit out of luck. And so are you, right? So are you. So let's protect ourselves. Let's get earthquake insurance or look into it or see what's covered if things are damaged because of an earthquake. Call your insurance companies, people. Please type in chat. I need everybody to type in chat. Insurance, earthquake insurance. Call your insurance company. Figure it out. Extremely important. Because we ain't trying to come out of pocket if damaged. We want to survive this earthquake, but we don't want to spend no money. Okay? Create an emergency plan. Develop a family emergency plan that includes evacuation routes and designated meeting place outside of the home. Very important, right? So there's a couple action steps, like, you want to take when you're doing something like that. When you're creating a good emergency plan, you need to, now, these are some of the things we have to consider in this emergency plan, right? Communication, establish a strategy for how you and your close ones, your loved ones, are going to be reaching out during these type of emergencies, right? Identify an out-of-area contact that everyone can reach out to with updates and check-in. I think that's very important, right? You got to have allies that's not in the mix. They can be able to tell you stuff that maybe you can't see at the moment. Hopefully our phones don't get damaged or nothing like that, so we can reach out to them. But I think it's very important to have somebody that's out of state that's a part of your family, you know, evacuation plan. I think that's very important. Evacuation routes. Knowing how to get out of Dodge. What's your exit strategy? How are you getting out of Dodge? Where's the family meeting at, right? The meeting points, designated meeting points within neighborhoods, things of that nature, you know, local diners, whatever it is. Meeting points where you and your family can meet just in case shit hits the fam with an earthquake or any type of natural hazard that you got to evacuate your crib, right? Emergency contacts is always important. You got to know who to call in what situation, whether it's medical providers, whether it's the utility company, you know, having all these emergency contacts readily available, especially if you're the head of household, right? And you have people that are looking up to you to kind of be their leader. Let's just say worst case scenario, you're not around. The squad needs to know what to do just in case. If you got people with special needs, right, in your family, make sure you got the medications, medical equipment, mobility aids, whatever it is that you need to take care of your family members with special needs, right? Supply kits, very important, right? And this is something that I need to do, right? I'm telling y'all this right now, like having stash of water, non-perishable food, first aid supplies, batteries, flashlights, you know, any type of important documents in a safe place. I hope everybody's keeping all their documents and safes and things of that nature that's close by. But like really create an emergency supply kit. That's definitely after today. I'm definitely going to work on that and keep that in the tuck. I need to be able to grab the book bag, like, or grab the duffel bag real quick. Like I got a week or two worth of whatever I need to survive. Like, about to get on some I Am Legend shit out here, yo. Like, word. Like, so that's your emergency plan, right? Those are things that you need to assemble in your emergency plan, and you need to educate the family members. And like, again, I never thought I would need to do stuff like this for earthquakes. But now it's like, damn, where the kids at? Like, what's happening with that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is all the stuff that make you think, like, wait a minute, what the hell's going on here? So some conversations that need to be had with the kids, with everybody. Now, also, for us current homeowners, if you got chimneys, take a look at your chimneys, look at your roof. You know, if you see any shingles hanging, something like that, don't ignore it, man. If it wasn't there before this earthquake, don't ignore it. Go out there and take a look at what's going on in your roofs too, because you don't want your roof caving in if you start seeing stuff out of the ordinary. Maybe get a roofer to go up there real quick just to make sure everything intact. Pay him $100. Man, call TaskRabbit. Matter of fact, call TaskRabbit. Get one of those roofers on TaskRabbit. They'll come over for $20 an hour. Yo, go up to my roof, bro. Make sure everything is copacetic up there. TaskRabbit to the rescue. And this is not an endorsement. This is something I use. Type TaskRabbit in the chat. If you never heard of them, you're welcome. I just bless you with the handyman on steroids. You're welcome. So, yeah, so those are a couple things, man, that we need to do as homeowners to kind of, like, protect us, man. I have my notes here, so I know I ain't put it on the screen or nothing, but I had to kind of read off of my research of things like, all right, this is stuff that I need to do for myself, right? So I figured, why not come on my YouTube Live and talk about this with you guys today? Share the information, right? And I hope you get value out of the information and you start putting together your plan, because I ain't going to hold y'all up, man. This got my nerves. My nerves are, like, it's bothering me right now, right? Like, I ain't going to hold you. Like, this shit bothered me today. I don't like the way that felt. Pause. So, that's all I really got for y'all, man. It's Friday. I don't want to be on here all day. I just wanted to do a quick episode about this. I just wanted to really talk to y'all real quick. Like, I just wanted to, like, yo, really, yo. Ain't a matter of being scared. It's a matter of being now, like, so let me put this on it. So, BK Voltron Reloaded. You got a long ass name. I ain't reading all that. Don't be scared, MG. And you're laughing. Look, ain't about being scared. This is a matter of being prepared and understanding, like, yo, Mother Nature's Mother Nature. Look, we are not used to this in the Northeast. I'm sorry. Unless you're from the West Coast and you used to this growing up with this, nah. So this, for me, got me like, whoa. This would, like, kind of, like, make you realize, yo, time waits for no man. I'm sure all of us in New York woke up today, and if somebody would have told us yesterday tomorrow's going to be an earthquake, you'd have looked at them like they're crazy. Crazy. Like, absolutely out of their mind. So, like, for me, it's like, oh, shit, this is a wake-up call. Like, life is really short. Super short. And that, at a moment's notice, like, Mother Nature can Mother Nature. And boom, ain't nothing you can do. Ain't nothing you can do. Tomorrow is not promised, man. So while we here, we got to live this to the fullest. Love the people we love. Love them hard, you know, tell them you love them, show them you love them, enjoy life to the fullest, don't let shit stress you out. If you're not where you want to be in your life, focus on going for it 1,000%, let it all out, like, really, go for it, because just like that, your entire life can change, and for me, right? That woke me the hell up. Like, oh, nah, bro. Nah, this could have went the whole other way. This was a 4.7, 4.8. What if this was an 8? Where around the world, they experience these type of things. And you see the catastrophes. Imagine this happening here in New York. Like, oh, my goodness. There'll be a catastrophe. So make sure you got your life insurance together. I didn't mention that part of my keys, but yeah, your life insurance, very important. You got to have your life insurance, because for your survivors, you got to make sure they're good. So I say all this to say, Seven P's are very important. And live your life to the fullest, man, because we only got one. Don't let nothing get in your way. Don't let yourself get in your way. Get to work. I put out a post this morning. It's so ironic. I put out a post this morning, and in that post, let me see. What was that post? Let me go to my Instagram because I want to read it here. I said, many people are broke not because they don't have opportunities. It's because they are lazy. Get to work. Work. Right? And it's the truth. Many people are broke not because they don't have the opportunities. It's because they are lazy. Get to work. Like, get to work. Life is not promised, ladies and gentlemen. What the hell are you waiting for? Stop being lazy. Get to whatever it is you're trying to get to. You trying to get into real estate? Learn as much as you can and go out here and execute at the highest levels that you can. You trying to start your business? Go start your damn business. Figure it out. Figure it out. Your work ethic has to be times 10 right now, times 100. You got to lay it all out on the court. Lay it all out every single day because it's not promised. Go for whatever it is that you're trying to get, man. I don't care what it is. You ain't even got to tell me in the comments. Like, none of the above. Doesn't matter to me. Go for it. Because for me, what it did for me is say, oh, shit. It's time to get to work. And I was already on that mindset of like, yo, I'm not working hard enough. I'm doing well and all this other good stuff, but I want to be doing 1,000 times better. 100 times better. Nah. Get to work. So that was my mantra waking up this morning. And then the earthquake happened. I'm looking at all of this as a sign. Like, I posted this 7 hours ago. What time I post this? I had to post this like, you know what? I could tell you exactly when I posted this because I saved it. What time did I post this thing? 8:58 a.m. 9 a.m. An hour and 20 minutes before the earthquake. And this just solidified my whole thought process behind this post. It's just like, yo, we got to get to work. We ain't got no time to waste. No time to waste. So let's get to it, y'all. Enjoy your Friday. I'm out of here. Make sure you download Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. Rate it 5 stars. Leave a review. My Mortgage Academy. We're supposed to have a call for the mentees and elite members today. I rescheduled that to Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But instead of just doing this call with my mentees and the elite members, I invited the entire academy to come to this call. So check the Mighty Networks app. And the link for the Zoom will be in the Mighty Networks app. If you did not receive it, just shoot me a DM and just tell me you're in the academy. Give me your full name and email, and I'll get it over to you. All right? And that's going to be this Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's talk. We got a lot to talk about. And if you're not a member of the academy, tonight, midnight, the flash sale ends. Go to mgmortgageacademy.com. Link will be in the description of this video. Flash sale is $197 for elite membership. It's going to $997 tomorrow. I've been telling y'all for 6-7 months. The price is up now. Matt Garland here. And MLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Peace. Have a good weekend.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.